What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, aka Tank. The other host is
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Hey, and if you watching, there's a 99.999% chance that you know exactly who's sitting in the middle of us right now. But if you're not watching and you only listening, homeboy, go on, let them know who you are.
This is Chance, otherwise known as Uncle Chance, Team Chance, and I already know what these women out here thinking. Tab's husband.
Yeah. Y'all know what it is. Hey, I get Angel's husband all the time. Yeah. Hey, but hey, y'all, we got our very first guest of Let Us Tell It. We excited. We've been kicking it out there for like past hour. Chance done brought a whole film crew with us. With
hey.
That, I'm over here easily. You mind my man? Yeah, they can all come. Let them pull up, man. They pulled in on a semi, had people back and
come on,
forklifts
man.
Out with camera equipment. This is a cell phone y'all getting. Hey. He getting the professional shot.
Y'all just saw that, right?
Nah, but man, I'm glad to have you. We glad to have you, man. I'm glad we finally got a chance to get in front of camera again together.
Yeah.
But this time it's without the kites.
Yeah,
you know, we're talking about the string and the kites. You know, what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Hey,
all our sensors are at home right now. All right?
Yeah. hey, I bet the Tab probably watching that part right there, and bet he bet.
No, but so yeah, y'all, this is a trio. Y'all might see pretty often. You know what I'm saying? We a lot of like, and we got a good topic for y'all today. Before we kick it off, we're gonna get kicking with this one segment. Did I say what I was gonna call it?
No, you didn't. Oh, what you would
change it or not?
Change it.
That's
or
what we're gonna call it. I just thought about that. So basically, what this topic is, and I might go first just so it's not as confusing for y'all.
Yeah.
What is something over the past few years or moving forward that you would no longer change that you used to want to go back and change? So if somebody asked me 2 years ago, it was like, what's one thing you would change about your past or change about, you know, where you are in life? I would always say, I wish instead of just getting my associates, I went the full 4 years of college and got my bachelor's. At that time, it would have been in something like architectural or something like that. Mm-hmm. The reason I would not go back and do that is because even when I retired last year, I realized that I didn't need that. And the trajectory that my associates took me on, being an electrician, then getting into building engineering, and having that knowledge base of all those years of literally knowing how everything works, where everybody else just goes off the study of how something works, where I actually had hands-on experience, that catapulted me past the point that I feel that degree would have taken me. So that's something I wouldn't go back and change, is basically getting furthering my education in that aspect, because almost like I got the hands-on education that carried me and my family for so long.
Aye. I'm gonna let you go because he gave this sophisticated.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sitting here thinking about. He didn't gave this old. I'm going last because y'all
okay.
gonna make me look bad.
Oh,
I'm gonna tell you
are
right
you
now.
One up
because I'm
going
nah, because I'm sitting here and I'm like, that's what you would want to change. I guess I'm gonna have to really explain my answer because in the beginning they're gonna be like, oh,
just like you know when I sold drugs. Should have moved into white, but I decided to
look,
stay.
Yeah.
Listen, man.
All right, so if I understand the segment correctly.
This is on me because I was trying to think of a segment right before we walked in.
Good.
I said, hey, this is what we're going to do.
So this is something I wanted.
I came up with this at the urinal.
No, this is a good one. This is something that I feel like a lot of us talk about behind closed doors.
Yeah.
But the only problem I got is Tank gave a very clean and very, it sound like. It sounds like after you didn't act a fool, right?
And, and your cousin with the glasses coming
in. Yeah, he come in. You
let
know
me tell
I mean?
You.
He
let
did
me tell
it,
you
what. You did it at the top of it, right? So, okay.
All right. So, I think what I wouldn't change that I wanted to change back in the day, I would say getting confirmation from people. So wanted to try something, but I'm waiting for you to say, oh, Goose, you good at that. Or, yeah, man, you can, you know, getting confirmation from
the
people.
Validation
to, yeah, the validation to go ahead and try something. Now, I feel like I would change that now. Yeah, I wouldn't need any confirmation now. I would try anything now to Yeah, because if you're not failing at something, you're not improving. So
yeah, you're not trying.
Yeah, you're not trying. Yeah, so yeah. That's what I do. I'm not looking for any validation anymore from anybody. Right. I'm gonna go full on with it, fail at it, and then come up with that decision myself. That's not good for me. Then I can move on. You know. Yeah. So validation, getting confirmation from people, I needed that back in the day to pursue stuff, but now.
And that's something you wouldn't change is not needing it.
Yes.
Gotcha.
That's
okay.
something I wouldn't change. Yeah.
All right, man.
I think that's two good ones, Chance, man.
Y'all trying to show off.
Well, Chance showed up. We can't be all lackluster here. Jada Kiss is on the track. I got to show up. Got to pull my pen out.
two things came to mind. So I'm going to give y'all two.
Right? Okay.
Because... that I feel like they both equally important. And hear me out. Let me finish on this one before everybody start placing that judgment. One thing that I thought about that I wanted to change, right? That if I could have changed was having a kid so early in life, right? When I was 17, my oldest daughter came, you know what I mean? And at that point, I felt like, yo, man, my life is over. So I went through the first 10, 15 years of her life thinking about, like, man, if I could change it, you know, Lord, if I could go back, man, I just, not that I don't love my daughter, right? Not that I don't love my daughter, but because I love my daughter, you know, love my kids, you know, you kind of, you're like, man, if
we're
this
going through it.
Yeah, you know. But now, you know, in hindsight, I look back at it and I say, had I not, and in the mind frame that I was in, I would have never become the man that I am today, you know, through some of the struggles, through some of the, you know, some of the things that I just missed out on as a result, you know, some of the things that I was looking at as hindering, you know, or change, chains, let me put that S on that. Restrictions, and now I get to look at life in a different perspective. You know, I get to look back at it. You know, I know the phrase hindsight is 20/20. I really understand that now. Yeah. God was slowing me down for a reason. I get that, right? Mm-hmm. Then it, you know, that's one. That's one. The other one is personality stuff, right? A couple of years ago, I was struggling with my identity as it pertains to a man, right? Like I was like, I was looking at myself and like, man, and judging myself, right? Based on my the company that I was keeping and the people I was working with. Yeah. And I'm like, hey, man, I need to change my personality. Man, these people are promoting. I need to stop talking so much. I need to, man. I was looking at things that others were gaining, and I was losing sleep at night because when I was trying it, man, it was just unsettling. I wasn't able to go to sleep. Dog. Like literally,
to be somebody
like,
else.
Literally, like suppressing like my true feelings. Like it'd be the smallest things. I'm talking about things in meetings where I'm like, "Nah, man, I disagree." Right?
Yeah.
I completely disagree, but. I'm like, let me hold my tongue.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is what this dude did. He never spoke up. He'd tell me in the bathroom that he completely disagreed. This dude done promoted twice. He getting his bag.
Man.
I got to get to this house for my family. Yeah, so I need to, I'm going to, okay, let me see, man, how he moving. Let me see. Maybe it is me. Mm-hmm. Maybe I need to shut up, you know? Hindsight is 20/20.
Yeah.
You feel me? So now, looking back at it, I'm like, thank God that I lost sleep over that, and it just wasn't how he designed me. And because even when I did my best effort at it, I always fail. Because you know what? When you lose sleep, right, you get cranky.
Right.
Yep. And after so long, that pressure gonna bust that pipe, and I'm coming in. I'm coming in days later with no sleep. Like, hey, you know what, man?
This how I truly
I done held on to this, bro. That ain't it.
Yeah, now your delivery
that ain't it. And now my delivery is different. And my true self show up.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that he showed up, you know, and I'm glad, you know, 15, 20 years later that I didn't promote.
Right.
I didn't get that house back then from that mm-hmm. kind of promotion. I didn't get the success that I was looking for mm-hmm. back then from those conforming things. I'm glad that I was able to maintain who I am. You yeah. know what I am? As because of today, I'm being rewarded in a different way for being just yeah. who I am. My yeah. entire family, my kids, you know what I mean? It's trickling off. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You can see me through my wife. You can see me, my true self.
Yeah.
Through
yeah.
my kids and through, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm cool. I'm Absolutely. Glad. I'm happy that I stayed where I'm at, man.
It's a very similar thing. When I was with this, it was a real estate company I was with, and there was a portfolio that I wanted, and it was these three buildings. I said, man, I said, that would be cool if I could just get promoted. And that I didn't even need to be promoted. If they would just put me in charge of those buildings, I would be able to show these people what I got. Mm-hmm. And that's all I wanted. I said, mm-hmm. And it was right beside two commercial buildings that I already had. And I'm like, if they could just give me those two. Every day I go up there, I was praying about this. Please let me be over those buildings. And probably about 2 years in at being at that one building, I was just like, I'm so glad. Because they actually offered me a similar position. And I was like, I don't want to be there because I don't want to just be locked in this type of position for the right. rest of my career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, thank God that he didn't answer that prayer, that he showed me something different.
Yeah.
Of not getting promoted, the promotion that I thought I wanted.
Yeah.
For the first time. It happened again in my last career before I retired.
Hey, but you was pissed when you ain't get it though, didn't
you? Oh, yeah. No, I was like, man. God, like, man, if you just shut your ass up, I got something for you, but you over here talking and running your mouth.
Yeah.
That's how God talks to me. Shut your ass up.
You know, it'd be my wife to be the one to remind me.
Mm-hmm.
Remember you were so mad you didn't get
that. Oh, they love doing that.
You didn't get that promotion. And I'd be like, yeah.
Man, look at Mail Tab Angel. Y'all love doing that.
So today's topic, we are talking about
that's hilarious.
Changing the support. So basically, the three of us, we were the support. We were the stability. We were the foundation. We were the breadwinners. Yeah. And we have all transitioned from, you know, quote unquote retiring, which we kind of talked about the other day, the quote unquote retiring and starting a new trajectory as far as, you know, the dynamic of losing the 9-to-5, basically, you know, not losing the 9-to-5, but retiring and quitting the 9-to-5. Greg's went through it. Chance went through it. I've went through it. You have a very interesting story about how y'all went, because similar to me, y'all had a game plan, and then once that game plan came to the borderline of you taking that step, it's like some resistance. Like, now hold on.
Yeah, hey, I'm glad you brought that
it's
up.
It's a lot of paranoia.
So
when it comes to that, so yeah, how did your dynamic change? And like, let's tell that story. I don't know how many right, people.
So you're getting ready to get a first. You're getting ready to get. I'm glad you went into it the way you did.
Hey, y'all heard it here first.
So yeah. So we didn't have a plan. My wife had a plan, right? So my plan was always to be able to feel secure in taking care of my family.
Right.
Right, when I went to join the police department, I ain't joined the police department with the intentions of, like my wife said when I signed up, in 5 years, you coming up out of there.
Oh.
You feel me?
Yeah, okay.
So she could find peace in doing, you know, and her husband having an end date on it, mm-hmm. right? And so I didn't get mentally caught up in her finish line, that could be dangerous in law enforcement. Me putting on a bulletproof vest and me falling into the, I oftentimes have to explain to a lot of her followers, or let me say our followers, you know, they'll come up and, you know, they don't mean no harm. They'd be like, hey, you didn't believe her, did you? Now you believe.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take a few minutes to explain this. It ain't. So when you're doing that kind of work, right, you out here literally putting on a bulletproof vest out here dealing with other people's problems. You got a firearm on your hip. You got to, every day right. I woke up, I had to deal with the idea that I might not come home.
Yeah.
Right. And that ain't even on no tough guy stuff. That's just the reality of it all. Mm-hmm. At least 2 to 3 times a day, you think about death in your own form, right? Man. You think about death. Mm-hmm. So if I start getting caught up in the belief of, man, one day, man, my wife gonna make it and I ain't gonna be here, I could be distracted. You understand?
Yeah.
That's a distraction. So I didn't allow myself to go down that road. However, what was the most attractive thing about my wife, and has always been the most attractive thing about my wife, has been her belief system. I love her belief. I love the way my wife dreams. That's the attractive thing about, but I went with her because I actually believed in her. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. I'm with her. Does it make sense? Like, I'm with her because, man, this woman crazy enough to believe this. Mm-hmm. That's what I was attracted to. Mm-hmm. Whether she actually accomplished it or not, I ain't care. I'm going to be with you whether you fail or not. Yeah. I love you. You understand? Yeah. Like, I love the fact that you really want to go. So others have heard me say that I always looked at my wife as our dog in the fight, mm-hmm. right? I'm not trying to be demeaning. What I mean? Like,
We all understand.
But going back to the plan, it was her plan. Like, I'm gonna call, babe, you ain't gonna be there in 5 years. So anytime I had any stressful anything, you know what I mean? 5 years came and went. Babe, you ain't gonna be there in 2 more years. Yeah. God mm-hmm. told me next year, right? And 15 years later, and I think because of my thinking, right? I was allowed to stay safe and unharmed, and she was allowed to still believe after the plan didn't come to pass in 5 years.
And she was allowed to excel too.
Yeah, she was allowed to excel. So I always felt a need in terms of the plan. When that come up, I have to explain that because it wasn't, and I think it's helpful too for that man and that relationship where support comes into play. Well, you may not always feel, if you feel the need for somebody to believe in you who loves you, you might want to rethink it after hearing what I'm saying. Mm. Because sometimes we'll go to a place mentally, right?
Right.
To where we need to be able to support you. Mm-hmm. We ain't with you because I need you to be this doctor, right?
Right.
I want you to have it because you want to have it. So I'm going to do the things that's necessary for you to become whatever it is you want to become, right? But in me being there as a support system, I have to still be able to mentally, in whatever capacity or whatever career that I'm dealing with, I got to handle that thing.
Right.
You get what I mean? I'm not. So it'll sometimes, you know, be like, man, you don't believe in me. Mm-hmm. I'm not. Yo, nah, man. Yeah. I don't care whether you do. I care enough to be here to support you, to make sure that we got a roof over our head, make sure that, you know, you ain't, if it ain't working out, when you go to whatever job you're going to, it don't end with them because you got a support system at the crib. Right. Now, we're going to come home. We're going to dust you off. What else you need, baby?
Mm-hmm.
We just said you need a nurse outfit.
Yeah.
You need that nurse outfit. We're going to go get that. You need that. Hold up. What you need, right? You get me? And when they tell you you didn't get the part, I'm going to be here they don't know what the hell they just missed.
Right.
And
right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's my way of saying that's my support, but not necessarily – I'm not going to come out and be like, yo, I believed that one day you was going to win all these NAACP awards. No, that's not. I'm not. It was dangerous for me.
Yeah.
So I know I kind of got off, but I feel like it's important for
because
that
I was under the assumption because I've heard the story, and I thought it was like an agreement, like, okay, I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do this, and then you're going to be able to do this.
I just and I guess you can say that there was an agreement.
Yeah.
Right? Like, but I never told her. I never was like, nah. I just would be like, okay, baby.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
all
right, baby, I'm going either way. I do 30 years in here for you. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I'm going to go either way. Yeah. Because that's what you're supposed to do, right?
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to go either way. But 10 years after the 5-year plan, when it pops off, there was some extreme hesitation.
Right.
Because, and you know, but anyway, what was the other part of your question, man? I done kind of got off.
No. So how does that, how does that, you no longer doing the traditional 9-to-5, how does that change the way you support? Because, like, you went from, just like all of us, you went from being that, go ahead, do whatever you have to do, to being the, okay, now you can do what you want to do. Like, what's something that you want to do? And, like, how does that change? Because a lot of people, we got these, and it might be a whole nother subject. We got a lot of men that can't fathom the fact that their woman supported them while they live out their dream.
They can't fathom
that their woman, a woman being more successful or being in the spotlight over him.
Well, you know, go ahead.
Okay, well, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Explain the fact that for 15 years you got up every morning to support the family, knowing your wife is, you know, trying to make it in the industry.
Okay.
Now, you don't have to get up every morning to do that, but now you have to support the family in a different way.
Okay.
How does that look?
Let me first and foremost say this too. Mm-hmm. Even in the 15 years, man, my wife was right beside me, dog. She was just pursuing her dream. My wife would go few months of giving it a shot, and then she'd go get a job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Like, she'd go get a job and put work in. So it wasn't like I was out here just,
discrediting anything our wives did.
I think it's important
Tab. It's like, oh, the overnight set. That wasn't no overnight.
Nah, my wife
at
was,
all.
My wife had plenty of jobs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, you know, my support came from, you ain't got to do that if you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to have to cut back on a few things.
Yeah.
but how it changed, and I want to go back to what, it's all in the same. What you said in regards to other men and those, that's gender roles.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm just not insecure in that way.
Right.
That's an insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
And let me look at the camera and say this, because we get offended by the word insecure. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm not insecure in that way.
Right.
I have a lot of insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of insecurities, just not that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that one goes back to what I said earlier as it pertains to my kids, right? I wouldn't change all the struggles and stuff that I went through, because if I change that, I probably would be, if everything was how I wanted it to be, perfect. I went to school, did all these things, and had my life, you know what I mean? I may have developed that thing that society kind of puts on us, that a man is supposed to look like this.
Right.
But right off the bat, God said, I'm gonna sweep your legs out from under you with that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna humble you, and I'm gonna put you with somebody who makes you feel comfortable enough to where you don't have to worry about gender roles.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I mean?
Right. Right.
So I don't have, you know what I mean? Like, in terms of how it, you know, other men and their place in their households and things of that nature, I'm not judging you. I feel like that's an insecurity.
Absolutely.
I'm just not insecure in that way. Me and my wife were broke together.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And we loved each other through it. It was times where I was out of work and my wife held it down.
Mm-hmm.
It was times where she was out of work and I held it down. It was times where we was like, hey, we rolling together.
Right. Yeah.
I never felt, and more importantly, when she was up, I never felt in any way whatsoever like she was looking down on me.
Right.
Right. I never felt like that. And now let me say this though. Now, I ain't got in gender roles, right? Like, I'll keep referring to gender roles. I don't, certain things that, you know, I'm like, my wife ain't about to carry out no 50-pound trash.
Oh, yeah.
You get what I mean? But I'm not the dude.
Not to say that she can't, but.
But I'm also not the dude that's hopping out the car at the grocery store, running around there, opening the door for her to walk in there so we can get some groceries.
Yeah, I do see dudes doing that.
I'm just not that dude.
If she sets in the car and looks, I know
you get
she's
me?
Spitefully saying, come open my door and I do it, because that's a joke we got.
I don't.
You open that car door.
You open the door, right? That's how me and my wife grew up together in that thing. And that's kind of, you know, we just made ourselves comfortable in that, and I'm thankful for that. We went through struggles and all that stuff together, so it don't bother me the same way as other men. I'm not insecure in it. Now, you come and get in my closet and get in my skeleton, you'll see, I got a lot of insecurities.
Absolutely.
Just like most of us.
Yeah.
But That ain't one, and I'm thankful for it.
No,
I understand. See, it's interesting because we all three have similar stories to where our women were there with us when we didn't have anything. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So there's the insecurity that you don't have. I don't have it because I know my wife knows that I'm going to go work.
That's right.
No matter
right.
what
there
happens.
You go.
Right.
I know that she knows that push come to shove, Goose going to get 3-4 jobs.
We're going
to
gonna
make sure
that's
we're
right.
fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I can see how other men will have that insecurity if their girl or their wife never seen them down in
yeah.
the dirt getting it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I know my wife would yeah. straight up, if I lose my job today, well, he got me. I already. She knows my worth.
Mm,
so
yeah.
I don't have that insecurity either. She's bringing in the money. I'm cool with that.
I'm cool.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
Yeah.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah,
I appreciate
yeah.
it.
That's a, yeah.
But there's no insecurity when it comes. I think that's the main. That's the thing that insecurity is, the killer of the relationships because
yeah.
men feel like you said gender roles, like I got to be the breadwinner, and
yeah, I could go on and on about it too. There's layers to it.
Yeah,
right. How you was raised, how you
mm-hmm.
was conditioned, what
yeah.
you saw. Again, to why I ain't gonna keep going, but I ain't grow up with no dad, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
you can look at it and be like, I ain't grow up with no dad. Or you can look at it and be like, the benefit of it is I saw my mama doing all the things
yeah,
you feel
yeah.
me? That my wife
yeah,
doing.
Yeah.
You get me?
Makes
not
sense.
That
absolutely.
I need her to be my mama, but in the
right.
aspect of working and where I saw my mom fatiguing and things of that nature. And I'm like, you know how, I don't know y'all circumstances, but I watch my mom come in from work and I watch her and I'm like, man, my mom exhausted.
Yeah.
Mom, come on, let me go get all them groceries. Nah, Mom, I wanted
yeah.
to do it. You're doing it from the right spot, right?
Right.
So when I see my mom come home and she done got a little check, got her car clean, and she upbeat and everything, right?
Uh-huh.
Her need for her son to come to her aid ain't really there. I'm doing it where it's like, nah, man, my mom, man, I gotta go. She needs some
yeah.
help.
Yeah.
So I feel like you're doing it from a genuine place that way rather
right.
than, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The whole gender role thing.
Yeah.
So I feel like those were my circumstances that God put me in
mm-hmm.
that I choose to look at it in a positive light and it trickled over into my household.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
yeah. And also it's a very old school way of looking at it. Like my mother-in-law just recently, did I talk about this last week? My mother-in-law recently she's graduating when this comes out this weekend on Friday. She's graduating on Saturday, but she did a paper on breadwinning women. And because of her age and, you know, her youngest daughter, who is my wife, is, you know, in a different generation than, you know, of course, from her and her sisters. So she knows a lot of men that cannot accept a woman making more than them or being the breadwinner. Because it's a generational thing. It's
that
old school. Right, right. And it's old school. And I've always said, I've always wanted, even before I met Angel, I've always wanted my wife to make equal to or more than me because
yeah.
I know what I'm capable of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she did this whole, you know, the whole paper, and she was like, you mind if I interview? I'm like, of course. And that's the main thing I brought up. I said, those are insecurities that I can't speak to because I don't have them.
Why?
I said, because the way I worded it, I was like, I can't understand. This is a race. That's how I said it. I said, this is a race. And if one of us cross the finish line first, that means we're going to win.
Yep.
So why would I tell my wife to slow down just because I can't keep up to let somebody else pass us because I'm a man.
Yeah, I'm a man.
No, you don't pass me. You finish last and we just going to both be
yep.
losing. No, you go, hurry up, go. Matter of fact, I'm going to throw rocks at you you up.
Fortune 500 company, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, look, I look at my household as a Fortune 500 company.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The company making the money.
Right.
The company making
mm-hmm.
the money. You feel me?
Yeah.
Now, you got a person who's in the company, right? Who's in the company. That's how I look at it. It ain't her money. It ain't my money. It's
the
company money.
Yeah.
It's the Brown family's
yeah.
money, right? That's
yeah.
how
them CPAs will let you know quick.
Yeah, hey, listen, man. That's how I look at it.
I'm trying to tell you, boy.
She out here is her season.
Yeah.
She rolling,
uh-huh.
bringing
yeah.
in the money for the company.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it. That's,
yeah.
that's honestly how I view it. I don't really look at I don't get it. Like, to
yeah.
me, it's
right,
like, hey,
right.
look,
Because y'all been through it together.
Yeah.
You know, y'all started now, low.
That's the key there.
Yeah, y'all been through it together.
That's the key.
But I'm not out here. I think the misconception might be, too, that we out here drinking lattes and got our feet kicked up. You get what I mean? Nah, that ain't it. Like, and that's what I was talking about with the misconception of retirement.
Yeah. Like, so just a brief thing. We talked about, like, the whole, when I called Chance, like, hey, you want to do this episode, we're going to be talking about how, you know, the 9-to-5 and how your support has changed and how basically your life looks different. And we both brought up the whole quote-unquote retirement. You know, I retired last year, so did he. But that was retiring from the 9-to-5. Now it's not a 9-to-5. It's a 12-to-12.
I work harder now than I did. Yeah, I work much harder than what I did.
Yeah, but you get to enjoy but your surroundings more. Yeah. You get to enjoy your family. But that's the difference. So that's a little stake behind that.
Yeah, I'm not one of them dudes, man. Yeah. Like, hey, listen, my wife want to treat me and take care of me. It did come. It was hard. You remember? I was like, man,
We're gonna get to that real quick. So, like, how did your support system change from, because the way mine was is it was like, if you look at it like on a scale, it's like, or a bar, it's like mine was steady. Mm-hmm. That line wasn't going anywhere to where my wife was spiking up, getting mountain high peaks and valleys. When she was in the valleys, I was still right here stable.
Yeah.
So we didn't have to worry about her spiking, and she could go do what she needed to do.
Even
when she did get worried, it was like, we cool. I know. I got another check coming.
That's right.
I'm going to have another check coming in a couple weeks.
That's right.
Another check coming. I got a bonus coming. I got all of this. Don't worry. Don't worry about it. Go do what you got to do.
And tell her in the heartbeat. I don't give a damn about them people.
Yeah. So, man, them people. Call them. I'll tell them. So, like, how does that support system change? Or did it change?
Well, it changed, but in the beginning, because I got with my wife when she was still in college.
Mm-hmm.
So, in college, she didn't have a job, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, she was living with me. I was paying all the bills or whatever. And then, when she graduated, like you said, in the field that I was in, you would get a pay raise, blah, blah, blah. But her first job coming out, she was already up there with me. And the second job, she skyrocketed a little bit.
Yeah.
And then the third job, I was like, God.
Yeah.
I've been out here doing this.
He said, hold on. When the wedding book said, what you
done? You done got me. So when that happened, the dynamics did change. So I get home from work. I got to sometimes cook some meals because she's going to be coming
still be
in
working.
Late.
Yeah.
Blase, blase. And, well, that wasn't hard for me because I'm kind of a health dude, so I cook for myself, you know what I'm saying? But once we start having children, that was a whole different dynamic now, too, because she can't do everything. So it went from her cooking meals every night to me cooking meals every other night, this night, that night, and then to take the load off of her, man, you don't got to worry about dinner at all. And men, you got to be comfortable to do that because it's a hard change now. You come home and where your wife come home, like, what we eating? And
she been at work too, punk.
I'm the man in here. I'm cooking for y'all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because watch your dad. My dad come home. My mama had the plates ready.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I can see how a man could feel.
Feel a certain way. Just from growing up, seeing it as an example, thinking it's a new day and age. You're not
seeing
it.
See how I looked at it. When I cook clean. My wife cook. Oh, she putting this oil, that oil, this cheese, that. And I'm like, you know what? I got it because I like your cooking.
And pump your brakes because they probably already mad at me.
Well. All right. So I enjoy cooking because I cook the way I cook. But anyway. That's how the dynamic changed.
I said what I said.
It's too late. You can't fix it. You see me? I'm over here like.
Because I know Mel. First of all, you.
I'm sitting over here like that, brother.
Good thing I edited the episode.
Nah, I'm going to do this one.
But anyway, the dynamics changed. I had to step it up to take some load off of her and feel comfortable doing that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And not worry about what people outside of the house, how they looking at the situation. Right. But after she started making the money she's making, I still worked. Now, it wasn't, I still worked. Didn't have to, but I still brought in a paycheck.
Yeah, because you are who you are. It's like the rest of us. Like, we can't not do something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So that's all that really happened, changed in the household.
Gotcha.
I had to make sure, just the smallest things. So the baby's dirty hamper, I have to be mindful that it needs to be, the clothes needs to be washed. Because
to where before you probably just walk past, that thing getting full. You keep on walking.
Them dishes dirty, Mel will get it.
Yeah.
This ain't clean, Mel will get it. Mm-hmm. You know, so you have to, I had to start like, dang, she probably is tired. She just had a baby. She's breastfeeding.
That's a whole different
she's
world
doing
right
this
there.
Or she's doing that. I got to help out. So that's the dynamic change. You just have to step it up, especially with the smaller situations in the house. Clothes. Now, we can get a cleaner. You know what I'm saying? I got to, come clean the house.
They on the east side now.
Set things up.
Yeah.
So things can get done.
Nah, definitely. Because that actually matters when you be able to delegate and focus on what's paying for it.
Yes, because when your wife's head is clear, you know what I'm saying?
Hey.
You can get them cheeks.
Hey. All up in it. Oh, you look relaxed. Let me give you a back rub.
Hey. He just made it. Y'all stupid, man. Hey, look. And that dynamic can change. I'm going to tell you how. This is I didn't have to go through that with the most recent retirement replacement.
Yeah. Replacement, as you call it.
Because my wife was like, damn right offended by me doing any work. So this is what I'm talking about in terms of what support and what people. When I left that career, my wife was like, no, I'm setting the table so you can do whatever you want to do.
She was that appreciative of.
Hired cleaning people. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, I don't know about doing my laundry.
Yeah.
What you talking about? I don't want these. After about a month of that, though, I'm like, man, when do people come? little things that I was accustomed to doing and never really had a problem doing, she was literally alleviating those things from me. Mm-hmm. So the issue was, now I got a whole lot of time on my hands and I don't have no excuses to do the things that I was afraid of doing for years. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like this kind of thing, what we're doing right now. So my wife would be like, took care of this, took care of that, did this, did that. Now what you gonna do? And I'm like, you did every damn thing that I was trying to do. you know what I mean?
Yeah,
the change for me was like, having to do some real soul searching, because I had turned that off in my head. I turned off any level of dreaming.
Yeah.
I had turned all that off.
Outside of the career that you are,
I had turned it all off. So it's taking, I'm not even done, right? So I'm in the process of trying to turn some of those things on and explore some other things and feel what it is to do something solely because you're interested in it yourself, and this is what you want to do, right?
Yeah,
that's good.
You know,
right there,
so that change, that change for me was, it's, and I'm gonna keep saying was because I'm actually still living in it, trying to figure out who Chance really is. Like, who am I when I don't have to do of this outside of being a father and a husband, and not being able to fill the void with, man, I ain't got time for that. I got to go in here and do these dishes and get this. You know, she's like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
No more.
No, you don't. What you gonna do now?
Yeah.
I need you to go. I need you to go. So that's the shocking part. Now, when she was telling me when I met y'all, right before I left, before I left my career, I was trying to put that thing off because I kind of saw the writing on the wall.
Yeah.
They're like, yo. And then too, I'm gonna be honest with you, this lifestyle is new for me, man. Like, I still don't trust it.
You wear it well.
Yeah, I was like,
I mean, you showed up.
I mean, come on, man.
How much was that camera? I look, he paid too. I know you.
By the way, this is all due to my wife. You know
she said, "Are you going to talk that fool? Here, take him with you. Yeah. Get some video."
Yeah. No, but
I know how Tank do.
It was stressful for me. I had people like, "Man, when you gonna quit that job? You're putting your life on the line." And it took for my kids, mm-hmm. right? It took for my kids. Not my kids. Really, Choice. My middle girl. She, mm-hmm. you know, she came to me and she was like, "Daddy, you know, what's talking to me? What sense do it make for you to go in there?" And I'm like, "Girl, who are you talking to?
You know, like, dang, she's right. Who are you talking to?"
Yeah, she was like, "What is it that you waiting on?" You know, and to be quite honest with y'all, I was just like, "Yo, I need X amount of dollars, blah, 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 blah." And this old turncoat went and told her mama. And the mama came back and was like, "We got X amount of dollars. We got this right here. We got this."
Yeah, the clipboard.
What's up?
You checked all these boxes already. You know what
I
mean? Already.
And I still, because I was so accustomed to, you know, just working, man. Listening to and watching. And I'm like, man, this stuff is, I was in disbelief for 2 years. Like, man, our life was changing in the way that it was. Mm-hmm. Like, man, you tripping, man. These people don't love us. Yeah. What they coming in our house for? What they like you for, though? Identify something to why they like you. That was my thing.
Yeah.
You know, eventually they gonna hate us, bro.
Right.
You know, and then, you know, I came to terms with the idea, like, man, okay, I come out, help her out, do. Then it was more like, no, you're not. You're not gonna follow me around. God got his own plan for you. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, well, you know, I take care of the household. No, you're not gonna do that either. I'm like, nah, but you know, gotta, I'm gonna hold the house down for you. You know, that was my thing. Now that's the change. Still, you know. Mm-hmm. And because it ain't a whole lot of men that will openly admit this, what I'm talking about. It ain't nobody I can go to and be like, man, so what, how you deal with this? Mm-hmm. So I'm dealing with it. And I'm glad I got brothers like y'all. I deal with it day to day.
Uh-huh.
You know, after now about a year, I'm like, all right, let me experiment with that right there. I think, you know. And then you got to, too, watch out for the people who project.
They
see you one way. Oh. So they want you to try. Man, I think you'd be good at this.
Man.
You know, I think, man, you'd be a good dude for this. You know what I mean? And I'm like, nah, I don't want to do that. Right. Man, you can make a whole lot of money in that, though.
Yeah. Bet I could.
Yeah, I don't want to. I've been pursuing money my whole life. So,
right.
You know, the change now. So, the you know, how the dynamics change.
I've been pursuing money my whole life. This is different.
Yeah. So, you know, in terms of
happiness.
Yeah. In the terms of that, that's been kind of a struggle. And I ain't figured it out yet.
Yeah.
So.
No, I feel you.
I concur.
Was yours difficult to severing the 9-to-5 and doing, like, basically independent entrepreneur?
Yes. It was terribly difficult because both of my parents worked 30-plus years mm-hmm. at jobs, retired. They're getting pensions. My dad was Navy, post office. He retired from the Navy and the post office. So he getting two checks from them. And then once he gets up to 70 or whatever it is, Social Security going to be paying him.
Yeah,
now, he's straight.
That is the American dream.
But my mom, the same way, she got two pensions coming in. So
y'all rich.
It's proof.
You went to private school, didn't you?
Exactly. I'm rich.
You went to private school, didn't you?
No, I didn't go to private school. Went to Southwest DeKalb. I was about to say the other part, but I can't say that on camera. But seeing that, this works. I know this works for a fact.
Yep.
Now you come on this side, I don't see. Kev is funny, right?
Mm-hmm.
He can't teach me how to be funny and say, hey, this is how you get this, but I'm not funny like you. You can't teach me that. My dad can teach me how to work with my hands,
right?
Get a trade, and this worked for me. Look at me. Look where I'm at now. I'm chilling. Just seeing that and knowing that it works held me down like, baby, I'm not about to just go mm-hmm. off on this dream.
Yeah.
I need this security.
Yep.
And I need to be able to know and see my money in the bank right here. We're saving $1,000 every month, thinking that's going to make a change in something. But it really ain't. You know what I'm saying? So it was hard for me to to just let go and to even be doing this.
Yeah.
Man, I didn't give a flip about no social media or podcasts or anything. But in reality, all this is like therapy. It's making me a better person. I'm speaking out more. I'm showing my emotions more. You know what I'm saying? So
it's sometimes too much, but it's all good.
Yeah.
See, yeah, I heard you be on here acting a fool.
You see, this is the problem right here. Hey. You express yourself, people come at you this way.
You see I heard he be over here acting a fool. And now I done heard how hardworking his parents is. I'm over here like, well, you know, brother.
My mama and dad don't ever watch my podcast. But it was hard. But it's a good change. And it feels, it feels great. How about yourself?
So with me, it was like a joke. For me, I was just like, hey, you gonna go out to Hollywood, you gonna make it, I ain't gonna work. You know what I'm saying? Always as a joke. And
but you ain't really mean it, right?
I didn't mean it.
Yeah.
I don't know. At the time, I don't know if I meant it or not. Like earlier on, like, you know, when our oldest, you know, probably like 11, 12 years ago, I may have been serious. I don't know. But as I started progressing in my career, I was like, hey, you know, go out there, you gonna get this Oscar, I'm gonna be in my silk robe smoking cigars all day. That was my thing. I'm gonna be going out, check the mail. That's the only reason I'm gonna leave up out the mansion. That was the running joke. And then once we, you know, we started our podcast, we started, you know, building, you know, business and stuff together. And then it became more of a, so you know this is possible. I'm like, yeah, but you keep doing you, and then I'm gonna stay over here because I know what I know what this is gonna do. I know I'm stable in this. I know how to make this work. Mm-hmm. World ending. I know how to still make money. People still gonna have stuff broke. I know how to fix it. You know what I'm saying? And then once we start coming up on the whole, she started showing proof that I needed to step away from my job if I wanted the type of money that I knew we were capable of. And I'm like, she was like, well, this is what we're doing over here on this platform. This is what we're doing on this platform. And this is, you know, these are other things that's going on. And I'm like, so what about if we take my salary off there? What's it look like? It still looks like this. I didn't include your salary. Damn.
Yeah,
but gotta get on the line. So then that went on probably for about a year and a half, like her multiple times a month. Like, hey, let's sit down and talk.
Pretty much told you ain't doing nothing.
Yeah. Hey, look, my salary was great. I was like, hold on, Heffa, like, hey.
There you go again.
So I'm not used to it. Chance did call you a helpful woman when I cut.
Last episode, he told me to not call women, you know.
Yeah. Hoes?
Yeah.
No.
I call myself a helper, though. I call myself a helper. I claim it. I'm number one. I'm the head helper. They'll tell you. Anyway.
Young ladies and women, stop calling them helpers. And
men. Men's is helpers, too.
Yeah, whatever.
That's how he's doing it, shaking his head at me.
You see me, I'm over here like that.
Yeah. Nope. Nah, but
nope.
So when it started coming down to crunch time, and it started like having like, and this is when I was like done with the career I was in, because I basically worked up to a point that I basically worked up to a position that I thought I wanted and then realized I didn't. It was like I had an epiphany, like I ain't trying to do this for the rest of my life. I ain't trying to be like these other fools working 60 hours a week, missing kids' birthday parties and working on the weekends and all just to get this bonus or to get this pat on the back. Good job. So that's where I was. And then once she started setting down, and this is when things really started going, kicking off, and she had that set down and that set down and that going over the money, I was just, eventually I was like, so I'm actually losing money going to work.
Yeah.
That's what it turned into. Yep. And it's still, I did that for a while. I was like, but still, like, I'm losing some definite money and I'm losing some theoretical money, but I still got this money that I can see, touch, and hold.
Yeah, we had almost the exact conversation.
Yeah.
And I was like, how is that possible?
Yeah, yeah. And I didn't get it. I'm like, no, hold on. So then once I came to that realization, it was hard. But sending that email of debt, like I already had in my mind, and it's crazy, like there's that last month that you know you leaving, you walk into work looking at everybody like, I pity you people. Look at you. This is all you got going for yourself. Yeah. Granted, ain't nothing wrong with that because them people making a good living, but at the same time, it's like I completely checked out. I was literally showing up being a warm body.
Yeah.
And then they messed up and put me on swing shift for a little while. I was that's when y'all saw my social media spike, because that's all I was doing when everybody else was gone making videos. But then sending that email of my, you know, their letter of resignation, that was just like finger was shaking, like, am I really about to do this? Mm-hmm. And even still, I have maybe like you, it's like, is this for real? Having a little bit of reservations, because I still talk to people I used to work with. And I'm just like, just in case, hey.
Coming back.
But I'm not, because I got a lot of things going on right now. And this is like, I would never have these things on my to-do list if I was still working my 9-to-5. So it was definitely a difficult decision.
Yeah.
But that.
But the right decision, though, right?
Absolutely the right decision. It was, it's like. Me and Greg, we was actually supposed to be going down through and responding to people's comments. So we went back. I didn't look, y'all. It's hard to go through these comments on YouTube. It's hard to go through the comments on social media. It's difficult. And I stopped looking at comments a long time ago. I'm gonna be honest with y'all, because we'll talk about that at another one. You got to protect yourself.
Yeah.
But I purposely went down through, and I saw somebody. I think it was maybe the last episode of one before that. Somebody said something about how being married, we just made it seem boring. And it was one of the comments. And it was like one of thousands of positive comments, but it was just that one. I said, how we make it seem boring? I was about to respond, but I didn't. I was like, I'll leave it for other people.
They said you made marriage
boring? Basically, they said they would never, I don't know, something about settling down and, you know, this looks boring. And I'm like, I retired before the age of 40.
They said you and your wife.
No.
Because in general,
in general, this looks boring. I'm like, you must not know us.
Yeah, you ain't
who
watching.
We do. But I'm like,
no, nothing look boring about you and A.
But nothing. I'm like, I retired before the age of 40. We basically living our wildest dreams, starting businesses and living a life that we were only dreaming about 5-6 years ago. If that's boring, give me boring all day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But the support aspect of it is
that statement right there just pissed me off. That's why
see,
I
that's
out of color.
That's exactly what like, you man, know what's messed up. You know what's messed up about a statement like that is I read probably out of all the six or seven, I don't know however many we got up, 99% of the comments are positive and thanking us and, you know, all the gratitude. All the gratitude, and I greatly appreciate the gratitude that I saw.
Y'all.
And the only one that I can memorize is that, actually it's not, because I remember a lot of the positive ones. And we are going to do some comments and you know, responses and everything and pull y'all in. But the one that stuck out was one of the negative ones.
Yeah.
And that's why, and I'm still learning to deal with that. I finally stopped clapping back at people. Yeah. I finally got to that point.
Way to grow.
And when I do comment, it's always to something positive or somebody asking a question. However, that's one reason. It's like I haven't fully learned how to deal with that and like completely let it go. You know what I'm saying? So that's why a lot of like year before last, I stopped looking at comments because of that reason. But that's another topic. But anyway, y'all fellas got anything else?
Nah, man, that was good.
Yeah.
Good.
Hopefully y'all enjoyed it. Get used
I hope
to
it
seeing
somebody.
This dynamic. Yeah, hopefully that's what we're here for. We're here to help people.
I hope for the dude who, you know, feel like, hey man, that he living in his head in regards to some mistakes. I'm just, you know, reflecting on everything that I said, like I always do, in terms of you might have had kids too early. You might have, you know, feel pressure to change. Some change is good, but sometimes it, you know, you just, you are who you are.
Yeah.
And then I just hope that the people who listen and even the women who don't have a good understanding of what support may or may not look like, that I, you know, gave them something else, food for thought, gave them something else to think about. And then in terms of what insecurity looked like, and you know, and feels like, everybody's household is different.
Absolutely.
And, you know,
and
if you choose to look at it and compare it to the next household, you might be setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah,
like,
don't do no comparison.
Just because he opened the doors for his wife don't mean I got to go do that. Because he bragging about him being a cook don't mean I'm going home to cook. So Tab, don't be looking at this and talking about how he cooked.
Let me go on and make something clear, real clear, you know, before I leave.
He over here bragging about his cooking.
Hey. Yeah, and I cook clean, and I'm like, every time he spoke, clean. I'm like, yeah, man, shut up, man. This mug over here.
One thing clear before I leave.
To go back to what I said, see, you start speaking your truth, and people just want to hate on you, man.
Smug talking about cooking. He over here, bro. Hey.
Hey, y'all. Let us know.
Hold on, man. I want to say this though. I ain't even gonna talk about Chance like that. But look, men, there are no gender roles. Okay,
man.
I understand is if your lady is making money,
yeah,
or providing financial stability to you, it's all good, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All good.
Yeah,
so accept it. Feed into it. She will probably motivate you to make more money. Get you to where you need to be. So there's no reason for you to hold what's the word I'm looking for?
Resentment.
There's no reason to resent your wife because she's balling out. Yeah. If she's your wife, for one, y'all are balling out.
Balling.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
you know what's interesting of the people that I know that think like that, of the men that know that I know, is like, but ain't none of y'all making more than me or my wife. It's but anyway, let's go close this one out. Let us know below if you've made any transitions or if you made anything different in your life, how has that changed how you looked at it? Did it bring on insecurities? Did it help eliminate some insecurities? Y'all heard the episode. Just let us know below what y'all think. Matter of fact, don't let us know what y'all think. Y'all let us know too much. But just let us know if you went through anything like that. Again, I'm Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Y'all can find me on Instagram and Marcus Ain't on the Gram and Marcus Ain't on the Book. And Tank Don't Talk, I'm rarely on there. And also, y'all can check out my 100% natural beard and body butter called Man Shit. That's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. Hey. I make it, I package it, I ship it off.
You got any in here? I need some.
Not with me, I got you, though. Goose.
Yeah, I need some of that.
It's your boy Gooseby. You can catch me on Instagram at GOOLZBY and YouTube with at Building with Goose. Yep.
Oh, y'all know what it is. It's Team Chance Basketball. Come holler at your boy.
Absolutely. And underrepped.
Oh yeah. So underrepped. Got a little clothing line. Not a little clothing line, this big clothing line popping off. So you go to underrepmerch.com and you check out the website and grab your crew neck. All right?
Absolutely. So thank y'all for tuning in. Catch y'all next week. Y'all have a good one, fam.
Next time.